Oh, please. We have Mr. Wilson, trustees.
Here, present.
We have our panel. Mr. Marchetta, you hear me okay?
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Good to hear from you, Russ. Orders of the day, we're going to take item 2A in closed session, and we will come back here and address the rest of the meeting. Before I go in, any public comment? Anything else from everybody? Okay, thank you. We'll return.
Yeah, first
This is our session, and we supported the application for service-connected disability for police officer Juan Cuellar because for service disability of 14.05 years of service. That was approved and given to the board. And the board meets on December or something.
Third, fifth.
Do you want the December?
It might not make the December meeting. It may not make the December meeting, so staff will follow up.
Okay.
So with that, that was approved. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Chair Santos, would you like me to make the report out of closed session?
You just did.
Oh, okay. You beat me to the punch.
We went to wave sunshine. There was none. Good. Now we go to the next one. We have the
consent calendar.
For service connected disability for Robert Adams, fire captain, San Jose Fire Department. For request for a change of status to the service connected disability effective January 23, 2021, for 24.45 years of service. Is Captain Adams on virtual?
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Okay, we're going to Amy. Thank you.
The applicant's name is Robert Adams. His classification is fire captain. His attorney is Sam Swift. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are back and both shoulders. His disability retirement application was received November 3rd, 2020. His current work status is service retirement effective January 23rd. His date of separation is January 22nd, 2021. His status at time of application as well as separation is total temporary disability. Permanent work restrictions. Regarding the restrictions, there's a long list, so I'll read the first few for the record. For back, no prolonged sitting, no crouching, and no balancing and climbing, such as on ladders and steep hillsides. Left shoulder, no crawling, especially if wearing full PPE, no climbing, especially on ladders, and no reaching above left shoulder height. Regarding the restrictions, the department could not accommodate.
Thank you, Amy. Russ Burkett, go right ahead, please.
The advisory committee recommends that the committee adopt as its recommendation granting Fire Captain Adams' application. It's already been noted his many, many years of service with the department. It's already been noted that the focus was on the relevant date of January 2021, and it has already been noted that his status as of that date was temporary total disability. We recommend that we are recommending to the committee that it grant the application as to Captain Adams' low back and left shoulder, not as to the right shoulder. As to the back, the permanent work restrictions are all too numerous and the department cannot accommodate, and they've given rise to three back surgeries. As to service connection, the exam works physician concluded that service connection was present and pointed out to the specific incidents in 2005, 2017, and 2019 that substantially contributed to Captain Adams' incapacity as to his back. With respect to the left shoulder, there are also, unfortunately, a very significant amount of permanent work restrictions, which the department cannot accommodate, resulting in two surgeries and a total left shoulder replacement. And our exam works examiner concluded that service connection was appropriate. We concur and note the incidents on 2015 and 2019. So accordingly, that is our recommendation to the committee.
Thank you, Russ. Sam, any comment?
I could go on for 5 minutes or so, but I just say I agree with Russ.
I think your director is 892 pages. So. Trustee Wilson.
Half of the next guy. Based on the recommendations from medical examiner Ishizui, as well as staff and our own counsel, Russ Ricchetta, I would like to make the motion to move forward with the recommendation to approve a service-connected disability for Captain Adams.
And there's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
That carries. Captain Adams. That will
yes, sir.
The full board for consideration, but we want to thank you for your service. I really appreciate all the time you gave to the residents of the city of San Jose.
I appreciate the board's, the committee's recommendation and their time and important work. And thank you also to Mr. Swift.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Captain. I appreciate your service for the city of San Jose.
Thank you.
Next, we have Charles Mathis, Police Sergeant, San Jose Police Department, request for a change of status to a service-connected disability effective July 23rd, 2022, 25.38 years of service. Sergeant, are you there?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Welcome. With that, we'll go to Amy.
The applicant's name is Charles Mathis. His classification is police sergeant. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are left knee. His disability retirement application was received on May 3rd, 2022. His current work status is service retirement effective July 23rd, 2022. His date of separation is July 22nd, 2022. His status at time of application as well as separation was modified duty. Permanent work restrictions are no climbing, no pivoting, no kneeling, no squatting, no running, no jumping, no standing and walking for over 30 minutes an hour, and no lifting over 30 pounds. The department could not accommodate the restrictions.
Thank you, Amy. Russ McKenna, go ahead, please.
The advisory committee recommends to the panel recommends to the committee the granting of this application. We note Sergeant Mathis's many years of service for the department. We focused on the relevant date of July 2022 and noted that Sergeant Mathis was not working full duty at that time. We note that the basis for our recommendation is Sergeant Mathis's left knee. There, you've heard the numerous permanent work restrictions for the left knee and that the department cannot accommodate them. With respect to service connection, we note that the exam works examiner found service connection and pointed out the incident on May 21st, 2021 that resulted in where we are today. He immediately had to have treatment for arising out of that incident and resulting in surgery just a few months later. And that he never returned to full duty after that. And we note that his treating physician concurs with the conclusion as to service connection of the exam work physician. Accordingly, the advisory panel recommends to the committee the granting of this application.
Thank you, Russ. Sergeant Mathis, would you like to address this before I go to Trustee Wilson?
No, I have nothing further to add.
Thank you. Trustee Wilson?
Yeah, I'd go with based on the recommendations from medical examiner Pompad, as well as recommendations from staff and Council Riqueta, that we make, that I'll make the motion to make the recommendation for the full board to grant the service connected disability change of status for Sergeant Mathis.
And that's a second by me. All in favor?
Aye.
That passes. Sergeant Mathis, I think this will go to December 5th on our board meeting for consideration. And with that, Trustee Wilson,
No, Chuck, good seeing you again. You look good. And just throw it out there, if you're still local, open house at the POA is December 19th. Love to see you stop by.
Yes, absolutely. That sounds like a good idea.
All right, pal. Enjoy retirement.
Thank you, and thank you all for your time and consideration.
Sergeant, thank you for your service. Appreciate it. Next, we have Scott Ozogana, Fire Engineer, San Jose Fire Department, request for a change of status to a service-connected disability effective December 22, 2022, with 27.26 years of service. Is Fire Engineer Ozogana on the virtual?
Yes, sir.
Welcome. With that, we'll go to Andy.
The applicant's name is Scott Rosignana. His classification is fire engineer. His attorney is Sam Swift. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are neck and low back. His disability retirement application was received on September 29th, 2022. His current work status is service retirement effective December 22nd, 2022. His date of separation is December 21st, 2022. His status at time of application, as well as separation, was total temporary disability. For permanent work restrictions, there is a long list, so I'll read the first few for the record. Neck, no crawling, no frequent climbing or balancing, and no frequent reaching out above the shoulder level. For back, no prolonged standing, no prolonged walking, and no prolonged sitting. The department could not accommodate the restrictions.
Thank you, Amy. Mr. Riqueta.
The advisory panel recommends to the committee that it adopt its recommendation that granting of this application as to Engineer Rosangana's neck and low back. The advisory panel recognizes his many years of service, and in coming to this conclusion, focused on the relevant date of December 2022, and noted, as you've heard, his status being on temporary total disability as of that date. With respect to his neck, you have before you, and the panel recognized, the very significant permanent work restrictions that the department could not accommodate. We note the significant surgery that the applicant had to undergo with respect to his neck. And as to service connection, note not only that the examiner concluded in favor of service connection, but also the specific incidents in 2013 and thereafter. As to the low back, the advisory panel noted, again, the significant permanent work restrictions that the department could not accommodate, including as to the low back, also very major surgery. The panel noted that the ExamWorks examiner concluded in favor of service connection and noted the specific incidents in 2019 and 2023. And accordingly, the panel recommends the adoption of, the granting of this application.
Thank you, Russ. Sam, any comments?
I agree with the prosecutor. All I can say is that one sign of getting older is when you represented this guy's father.
I remember that, and I was going to say it was 1,650 pages. May have set a record here. But with that, we're going to trust Neil Wilson.
Yeah, I'm going to say 1,650 pages. Definitely lends support to your case, Engineer Hirsana. I will make the motion based on recommendations from Medical Examiner Shizui, staff, and Council Riqueta to recommend to the full board the granting of this service-connected disability retirement for Engineer Rosignano.
And I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
That passes. Scott, would you like to address the board?
Thank you. I appreciate your time and consideration.
How about your dad? Tell him, Mike.
Yeah, he passed away, what, 2015 from lung cancer, unfortunately.
Yeah. He was a heck of a very fine firefighter, fire engineer, and we miss him, and the best to you and your family.
Yep, I definitely miss him too.
This will go to the board for consideration on December 5th. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Next, we have John DeRenta, fire engineer, San Jose Fire Department, request for change of status to a service-connected disability, retirement effective April 29th, 2022, with 23.4 years of service. Is John here? There?
He's on Zoom.
He's on Zoom?
Yeah,
okay.
Top right.
With that, we'll go to Amy.
The applicant's name is John Urita. His classification is fire engineer. His attorney is Sam Swift. His application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are left shoulder and low back. His disability retirement application was received April 26, 2022. His current work status is service retirement effective April 29, 2022. His date of separation is April 28, 2022. His status at time of application as well as separation was total temporary disability. Permanent work restrictions for left shoulder are no overhead lifting, no lifting greater than 20 pounds, and no forceful gripping, grasping, pushing, or pulling with the left hand. The department could not accommodate the restrictions.
Thank you, Amy. Russ McKenna, go ahead, please.
Hi. The advisory panel recommends to the committee the granting of this application as to the left shoulder, not as to the low back. Again, we note the very many years of service put in by the applicant. We focused on the relevant date of April 2022 and noticed the applicant's status as being on total temporary disability at that time. As to the left shoulder, there are significant work restrictions which the department could not accommodate. As to service connection, we note that the exam works examiner concluded that in favor of service connection, we concur. We note the specific incidents in 2017, which resulted in surgery, and the incident in 2019, which was also resulted in surgery. And accordingly, we have come to the recommendation that I earlier stated.
Yeah, thank you, Russ. Sam, a comment or two?
I agree with Russ.
Ready? Fire Engineer Retta, are you there on virtual? So is picture. Go ahead, Trustee Wilson.
Yeah, let me see if you want to say anything. Based on medical examiner and Propon's recommendations, as well as recommendations from staff and our own counsel, Russ Ricchetta, I will make the motion to recommend to the full board the granting of the service-connected disability for Engineer Urita.
That's a second by me. All in favor?
Aye.
That carries. And Fire Engineer Urita, be considered by the board on December 5th. Any public comments? Next, we have to go to, Mr. Wilson kindly reminded me that we have the consent calendar to approve the minutes of the Police and Fire Disability Committee meeting on September 9th, 2024. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
There's a second by me. All in favor?
Aye.
That carries. Thank you. Now we'll go to new business, which is 4A, and which you have the dashboard about the applications and so on, the attachments. Any proposed agenda items committee may have?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Yes. One second. Can I call you right back?
Would you identify yourself?
I think that's John.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear
me? Hi. I can. Somehow I got logged off. I apologize.
No problem, Fire Engineer Retta.
Yes.
Okay, you just be granted it goes to the full board. We approved your application.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time and in your consideration.
Thank you for your service. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate your time again. Thank you all.
So we had new business, any proposed items, any public comments?
Richard, if I may, I hope this isn't inappropriate as a public comment. Just sure. Want to give you an update. Everything has gone swimmingly well on my treatment. One little glitch. I have to have radiation, which means through December and perhaps the first week in January, daily radiation of very small amounts. Otherwise, and that's in a sense almost like extra insurance. But otherwise, if you look at me, I hope you can tell how lucky I've been so far on doing great with the treatment that's been given me.
Yeah, Russ, you look great.
I know. I have never felt better.
Yeah, you look great.
but they don't like that, so they want me to have radiation, so I'll feel sick.
Well, listen, we just wish you nothing but the best, and we always think about you, and again, you look like you're doing great.
Well, all your good thoughts have obviously been part of the cure.
Well, we've been together a long time. That's very nice. Thank you for the comment.
Yeah, and maybe I'll just comment, Russ, you and I can get together on sort of scheduling and what December and January look like, and
I'm
then
flexible.
Coordinate with Abby and you all. Yeah.
Okay. Very flexible.
Anybody else, any announcements, anything? With that, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Russ.
Bye, Russ.
Bye, Russ.